From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You are excited now. You'll be excited more. We have such a great show for you today. James Lipton, the Inquisitor, if that's the right word, from inside the Acme Studio, will be our guest. All right, Inquisitor, so not the right word. How about the cheery, flattering softball tosser of inside the Acme Studio? So anyway, we'll be asking him questions for once later on. But first, it's your turn. Let us explore the nooks and crannies of your genius by giving us a call and playing our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Isinger-Landa from Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Hey, how are things in Bridgewater?
Oh, you know, getting ready for the holidays.
That's great. You know, I'm from New Jersey, and whenever we have a caller on from New Jersey, I usually make fun of it.
Oh, but... well, I'm not from here, so you can make as much fun.
Oh, great! So what dragged you there?
Well, my husband got a job here.
Oh, yes. Cleaning tar off something, no doubt. I understand that.
Yeah.
What a call for that.
There's a burgeoning industry in putting tar back on there now, too. So.
Liz, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a striking writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Also say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Liz.
I'm so glad I need some advice.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I got your letter, dear. We'll talk later.
Oh, good.
Oh, she said that one?
Also say hello to a humorous and author most recently of Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Liz.
Liz, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle right now is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll, of course, win our prize, Carl's Voice, on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
Yep, I am.
All right. Here is your first quote.
It's the mother of all photo ops.
That was an official whose nation was one of many attending a meeting in Annapolis, Maryland this week, a meeting ostensibly aimed at doing what?
Getting peace between Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, simple enough. That was the job. They did it. That's great. Thank you.
All done.
So a couple of weeks ago, we presume, President Bush was looking around with satisfaction, of course, at his legacy. Going down the list. Let's see. Getting his resting heart rate down to 60 beats per minute. Check. Mm-hmm. Blowing up Mesopotamia. Check. And then he realized that in all the excitement about pardoning the Thanksgiving turkeys, he had forgotten to solve the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. So,
which he had listed as that thing in the place with the stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we don't want to go. Yeah.
So he convened a one-day conference of 40 nations in Annapolis, and one day later, boom, it's done. Finished. So he spent the rest of the week solving global warming and beating the New England Patriots. The president began the conference in his usual way by mispronouncing the names of the foreign leaders in question. Listen.
The representatives of the government of the State of Israel and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, represented respectively by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and President Mahmoud Abbas.
Has he ever listened to the radio? Like...
He got the countries right.
Yeah, well.
He didn't even make it through the name of that foreign leader known as Respectively.
Yeah. This is the problem with giving everybody a nickname. You don't practice the pronunciation of your own name. You guys, I'm sure, are following this.
Religiously.
Was anything actually accomplished?
Which one?
What? Booed that early.
That's good stuff.
So was anything accomplished, do you know?
He did bring his mission accomplished banner with him.
Yeah. That seems like a magical totem. Just put it up, problems are solved.
Nailed it.
Had to be talked out of it. had to be talked out of unfurling it this time. But,
all right. All right, Elizabeth, here is your next quote.
America got to see a vaguely threatening parade of gun fetishes, flat worlders, Mars explorers, Confederate flag lovers, and zombie-eyed Bible wavers, as well as various one-issue activists hammering their pet causes.
That was Richelieu, a blogger at the conservative Weekly Standard. He was expressing his concern that what event did not make the Republican Party look good?
I'm guessing it was the CNN and YouTube debate.
It was that exactly.
Actually watch it.
No. Oh, you missed a good time. The idea, of course, behind this debate, why should we let those dumb TV journalists ask stupid questions of the candidates when we Americans are capable of doing that ourselves?
Right.
And so it was the Republican candidate's turn to field questions via homemade video from all sorts of people, ranging from the lunatic to the tasseled fringe. The candidates themselves matched the questioners in intensity. Mitt Romney and Rudolph Giuliani almost came to blows in an argument about illegal immigration. And John McCain excoriated Romney for his stand on torture. For his part, Fred Thompson showed his excitement by waking up and saying, "What's going on?" "Hey, you kids, get off my lawn!
Get off my lawn!"
He was electable the way he did that.
I know, he's great.
Very electable.
Here is your last quote.
Of course, we talked about global warming the whole time.
That was somebody talking to reporters after his 30-minute tete-a-tete with President Bush in the Oval Office, who might or might not have been kidding about what was being discussed in the White House that day.
Al Gore.
Right. Mm. For the first time since a short meeting right after the 2000 election, awkward! President Bush and Al Gore had some quality time alone after a White House ceremony honoring this year's American Nobel Prize winners. One insider account, though, of the private meeting suggests that Mr. Bush was conciliatory. He said that if it wasn't for a quirk of fate, their situation could have been reversed, with a President Al Gore receiving the Nobel Prize winner George W. Bush. Mr. Gore, for his part, expressed...
For excellence in brush clearing.
A grateful nation.
Mr. Gore later expressed regret that he had a mouthful of coffee at that time. Carl, how did Elizabeth do in our quiz?
She started the program off with a bang, Peter. Liz had three correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Very well done, Liz.
Well done, Liz.